Good evening. Would you please open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55. I'll begin reading in verse 6. And the Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." The title of my sermon is going to be God's Abundant Mercy. Our fallen nature causes us to sin, and God allows us to have the ability to have free reign and to do what we please. Brother Dart actually said in our lesson this morning, it kind of went along with my sermon, he said that God allows us to mess up our lives as much as we want, but he's still going to be there to forgive us when we come back to him. In verse 7, it says, "Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." And that word abundantly, I looked it up. The word means oversufficient or more than adequate. So God has so much mercy on each and every one of us that we don't even need all the mercy he gives us. He gives us so much mercy that it's more than we need. And, you know, we need a lot. And he has more than enough. My first point is God's mercy on the wicked. If he wanted to, he could strike each and every one of us down as soon as we did something wrong. But God truly loves each person on this earth more than anything. He sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. And because we were wicked in the sight of God. And we needed somebody to come down and pay for our debt, or we were going to go to hell. And Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. So we can all go to heaven when we die. And all we have to do is accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. My second point is God's merciful ways. Verse 9 says that his ways are higher than the heavens are of the earth. I mean, God is obviously like, half of us, you know, not already up there anyway, so God's even higher than most of us, but sometimes we wonder why things happen in our life and why, you know, why didn't God stop this or that? Let's say it's a death in the family or a sickness, and we think, well, why did God not stop this? God has a reason for everything, and his ways are higher than us, so we should probably stop asking why God did this and just have faith that he will take us through whatever it is. We should be thankful for God's mercy and for his will and his will for our lives. So many times people forget everything God has done, like, good for us, and we end up going so fast. As soon as something goes wrong in our lives, we end up getting mad at God instead of thanking him, oh, wait, God did this for me back then, and not realizing how good God is to us.